Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Back, it's 34 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got our good buddy Rich Gaydon. As I promise you, Rich is back with us. And we got a lot of things to talk about today. But first up, is the order of business is I'm not going to call it breaking news, because many people, if you've been awake for if you've been up much today at all and moved around at all, turned anything on, you know that the news, you know that Senator Ted Kennedy, the liberal lion, as they call him, the senior senator from Massachusetts, the baby of the Joe Kennedy clan, has died with succumbing to brain cancer. And Rich Gaydon, I don't know anybody that we could have on him. It was just a coincidence that Rich was here today when this happened, of course. And so, Rich, you're a political operative. You spin to the right, as you say, as a member of the Republican persuasion. But your thoughts on Ted Kennedy?
Well, I, like most people in America, can't remember a United States Senate without Senator Kennedy being a member there. And, you know, I didn't agree with his politics probably more than 15 or 20% of the time. But the one thing that if you looked at him fairly, and that may be wrong, but if you looked at him, you know, without an ideological bent, there is nobody in our lifetimes, actually, that had more influence day in and day out, who worked harder day in and day out for the things that he believed in.
Whether you agreed with him or not, he was productive.
Whether you agreed with him or not, and actually got more results than anybody else. And, you know, as a Kennedy, and as you said, the baby of the clan, I guess the fourth son, you know, he didn't have to do anything. I mean, he could have been sailing around on the yacht, you know, and kind of tinkering and,
right,
you know, in good works here and there.
Right.
But he was a prodigious worker in the Senate, and you know, people on both sides really respected him.
Mm-hmm.
Back in when I was a child, I was Dan Quayle's press secretary when he was a freshman senator. Back in whatever year that was,
mid '80s.
Yeah, the '81 it was, and because he came in with Reagan, he was the chairman of the Employment Subcommittee on the Labor Committee, and mm-hmm. Ted Kennedy was the ranking Democrat, mm-hmm. senior Democrat, and they worked together very hard to create a thing called the Joint Training Partnership Act, which was a controlling kind of federal aid to trying to get young people trained up to get jobs back in the 80s. It was a huge piece of legislation,
mm-hmm.
and two guys, you couldn't find two guys that were farther apart ideologically.
Right.
But they both worked very hard and found the common ground and came up with a terrific bill.
Well, he knew that he had to do that. I mean, that was the key to his success over the years, wasn't it?
Yeah, he looked for the places where you could actually get stuff done. Remember, he said, you know, he used that phrase from the when his brother was killed, you know, the 12-step program about you know, knowing the difference between the things you can change,
yeah,
and the things you can't,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
working on the things you can.
Well, OSHA is the Civil Rights Act, the minimum wage, the American for Disabilities Act, the Family Medical Leave Act. And of course his big deal was universal health care.
Right.
Let's make no mistake, that's what he wanted. He was not unflinching on that issue. I have called him, I respect the man for what he did, for his zeal and for his, you know, for being a true believer in having the courage of his convictions. I admire that about anybody, but I can't be hypocritical. I mean, my best wishes go out to his family and those who love him. But Rich, I've called him the archenemy of small business on the show, and I
don't think that is incorrect at all. I mean, that's the other side of the equation. We live in a world that has very few perfect people. They show about
mm-hmm.
once every 2,000 years, and he certainly was far from perfect on a lot of levels. We don't need to.
He'd be the first to say that. I mean,
yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
But again, you know, in the course of a career, you kind of look at the pluses and the minuses, and you say, well, he did those things, and he did those things, but on balance, it was a life, you know, well lived in the Senate.
Yeah, I have no question about it. As a creature of the marketplace, which I am, you know, that makes me, you know, that made me diametrically opposed to him over the years. But we do have to, you know, we do stand here today in solemn, you know, respect for his work, for his zeal. He was a worthy adversary over the years for so many people, for so many causes, and a champion in many ways in the causes that he was successful in. And so our hearts go out to his family. And America has lost a great individual and one of the greatest senators, I guess, of all time. 20 till, we're going to be right back. Rich Gaydon has just returned from Afghanistan, where he was an election observer. And we're going to get him to tell us what's going on over there. 20 till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.